This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Three.
He just guzzled up.
I heard.
Why you say guzzled up?
Yo. Nah, all right, three, two, one. Welcome, everybody, back to the Built Different podcast. This is episode four?
Yes, it
episode
is.
Four of High Off Life.
I didn't even know that.
I'm here with Kem, as usual. My name is Tom. And we got Dom. Dom boy is in the house.
Let's do it.
You know, we're going to go over a whole bunch of stuff today. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Bro, I'm doing good,
man.
I'm
good, brother.
Yes.
I'm good, brother.
That was bad.
I'm good. Hanging in there, man. I'm happy to be here. We've been talked about this.
Yes.
I didn't know this is episode four.
Episode four, High Off Life, man.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yes. I'm already automatically high off life. I just want to wake up, I'm high, you know. Don't smoke, but I'm high, you know.
Yeah, Dom doesn't smoke. I mean, I might try to pass it to him a couple times and get rejected.
Yeah, we'll see.
But, yeah, man, it's a pleasure having you on. So, you know, like, well, what's going on in life? How you doing?
Just moved into my own crib.
There you go.
Making my music and shit like that. So I'm super excited about that. And just in this peaceful part of my life and, you know. I've just been living life with my boys, bro. Especially, you know, living through and going through pain with them, you know.
Nice.
Which is super dope. And learning from them, and my parents are a huge part of my life as well. So
that's awesome. Not a lot of people
good.
Can say that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Just turned 24, too.
Right.
We're recording this on
Hell
April 1st.
Yeah. It's our Kobe year.
It's our Kobe year, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be going to 25 in like a month. But,
yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, who's 25?
Huh?
Who's good that was 25? No.
Oh, who's good?
Who was good that was 25?
Nah, that wore the number 25.
Yeah, who?
Wait. Is there 25 on my back?
Nah, it's 27.
Stop. 27? Damn.
Yep.
Glaber? Is Glaber 25?
Yeah, but he ain't good.
Guerrero? No.
No. Taurus. You know Benji,
say Benjamin Simmons.
Oh, he was 20.
Wow,
no, he was like 13, right?
But was he 25 though at one time or never?
I don't know. But Ooh. you remember there was a basketball player that made 30 for him called
Derrick
Benji.
Rose wore number 25, but that was his first. Barry Bonds.
Yes.
There you go. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Richard Sherman.
Barry Bonds.
You knew Barry Bonds.
Vince Carter for the Suns.
Yes.
Vince Sanity year.
Jim Tomey.
Okay.
George Brett.
Okay.
LaShawn McCoy. Shady.
Okay.
Shady.
Yeah.
Shady year.
See,
yeah,
I
like that.
Sammy Sosa.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 46. About to be in.
Who's
46? Bro, Kem's getting to the ages where like no one wore the. Not no one wore the jersey number, but like.
Oh.
Like.
Yo, do you see this? Hey, Belgium and the rest of y'all see this?
Oh. Like, now, you know those numbers that they just have available for the people that just get on the team?
Or walk-ons.
Yeah, it's always like 99. That would be 99 or 00 or something.
Nah.
46, oh, you'd have to pick.
I like that.
Who wore number 46? Let's see.
That's a great one.
You got a walk-on number.
Best of jersey 46. And the first person is... Damn, they don't even got the pictures like they had for the last one.
Oh my goodness.
The best guy was some dude named Tim McDonald.
Wow. McDonald life, bro. I respect it. 46. I love it.
Tim McDonald.
And Dennis Bell. For the
He's
Knicks.
A football player.
Dennis Bell for the Knicks wore number 46. Guess what he averaged for his career? 2 points.
One
rebound. Definition of a walk-on.
I love that.
Yeah, but I want you to kind of expand on that. You know, you wake up and it's high off life. How do you achieve that?
brother.
There's not a lot of people out there that can achieve that.
Bro, I've just gone through so much in my life, so I just value things and put things in perspective. There's been times where, like, I didn't know, like, there was a time where, like, I couldn't talk to anybody, mm-hmm. right? Because I was in, you know. There was a time where I didn't want to live.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just waking up, being wanting to do it, mm-hmm. is step one.
Right.
And then, being fortunate to have a roof over my head, pillow, you know. I mean, it's homeless people like that, like instant depression when I see homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel guilty because I'm not sometimes I feel like I'm not maximizing that day. And okay. I don't know anybody would love to be in my shoes, you know?
Okay.
So just high of life, just being so grateful.
Thank
just
you. Being so I just powerful. Listen. So yeah, yeah. I don't know if I pushed that to you, but I doubt it because that's your real feeling. Yeah. That's all I wanted to hear you say.
Right. Just
bro.
Grateful.
That's
I mean,
it.
And we've had conversations. Yeah. Yes. We've had conversations uh-huh. like this.
Yes.
But yeah, bro, I'm just super grateful. Like, life can be so much harder, and like, you know, today, like, I was stressed, like, coming in, but like right before I came, like 5 minutes before Tom picked me up, was going through some shit, and then I just feel like God did it on purpose, because like now I'm with you guys and it's mm-hmm. stress free. You know
right.
what I'm saying? There's nothing
exactly.
to worry about, bro. God's
I'm
like, hey, now
you
gotta put you
here,
in this situation
bro.
Where you're good, you know. So mm-hmm. that's how I, you know, high off life, just waking up, make sure I pray. And, you know, and just
that's a real good
handle
headspace.
Everything I need to handle that.
Yeah, that's definitely a good headspace to be in, because like I said, not a lot of people
yeah.
do that. They immediately wake up and think about their problems.
Fuck,
they think
yeah.
about, you know, what the fuck is going wrong in life instead of, you know, being grateful for the shoes that they're in.
Yeah,
because it could be a lot worse.
It could be a lot
like
worse.
You said, like people like that. If I know we're gonna talk about it later. But that's one thing that people like kind of irk me with, is that things could be a lot worse in life.
Yeah.
And they just choose to still be really upset and stressed though. And I get it. Life is stressful.
Yeah, it is.
No matter what, it's going to be stressful. Even when you got all the money in the world and all the freedom in the world and all everything in the world, there's still going to be some kind of stress.
Yeah.
But at least it's not the stress of I ain't got no home to go home to, or like mm-hmm. I ain't got no food in the fridge.
Yeah.
Or, I've been there a couple times. It's rough.
Mm-hmm.
But
me too. I'm sure you have too.
Yeah.
But I feel like the main, like, and like, I know we're gonna talk about it later, but I just hate excuses. I hate complaining.
Excuses.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
There
you know
it is.
Because
so many people got like
too many.
Like too many, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like and then you hear about some of these stories, like, you know, single mom with four kids out here bugging, doing the most, like
right.
side business, like
right,
going
right.
ham
don't
and like
no fucking
mm-hmm.
excuses.
You know, some dude with cancer is out here fucking inventing shit and
right,
all this other
right.
shit, bro. Cancer would put some people that I know in fucking body bags where they would just be sitting there like
no
complaining
cap.
Their fucking ass off
for
and
real.
Not making the most of life, but that's what life's about.
That's
waking
what
up,
it
waking
is.
Up, being high off life, which is the point of the show. I'll
yes,
smoke
it
to
is.
That.
Yeah,
it is.
There
it
is. I will definitely smoke to that. So, what we like to do on our high off life episodes is we like to take the last topic that we talked about on the last episode
okay.
and open up the episode with that topic.
Got it.
But do it in a different way.
Copy.
So we ended off the last episode talking about artificial intelligence,
yep.
like what we would do if, like, you know, the AI took over. So my thing is, my question, after I unlock my iPad, is, and after it pulls back up, if the planet was taken over by AI, like there was a full takeover where AI was, you know, above human beings, what are you doing first? Because me, and I don't know if I'm even valid to say this,
mm-hmm.
or if this is going to be weird, bro, I'm coming on some robots.
You went straight to weird shit.
Yo, bro, straight to it, bro. Bro, my mindset was on some like. What else are you gonna do?
What I'm gonna do is like I'm gonna go to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just eat and dash.
That's it.
I'm gonna go to a 5-star restaurant, eat some food, and just not pay. Just leave and never come back.
Just because the AI... bro, if the AI takes over, Dom's just doing mad goon shit.
Mad goon shit.
What they
honestly,
gonna do, huh?
He going Walmart, what? Taking a TV off the shelf. Just like,
Literally.
Like, what are they going to do, huh?
What was you thinking?
No, it's funny. It's funny because we actually said it on the last episode, you know, and then I don't know if you guys were watching or anything or pay attention, but they actually launched ChatGPT-4 and it fucked up on them and they had to like roll it back
mm-hmm.
or stop it because it was like some things going on with it. So you know, back to what I always thought, man, I mean, I kind of think that it's useful for a minute, but, like, at the end of the day, if it's AI...
But if it was a full-fledged takeover...
And like, it was a full-fledged takeover, yeah. Like, man, listen, so... You already know, man. I always say I'm happy to live in America, man. So
yeah,
I'm kind of getting ready, man. I like shooting shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking a part of what Dom is doing, and then I'm waiting for them to, like, you know what I mean? I want to pick some of them shits off.
That's just because scary,
like, it's just sad that we, like, also, like, the crazy thing is that we use it to do the shit that we're supposed to do any fucking way. So, like, you know what I mean? Like,
a plumber?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we make it...
What are they going to do? Have, like, a robot ass crack coming out?
Like,
you know how plumbers always got their ass cracks out, bro? Right. Like, what? Are they going to put that into the AI?
That'd be nuts.
It's going to be the same, bro.
Just but not like, me. Like, that's why I said, like, I'm just going to come on them because I don't know what else to do. They're smarter than me. They're probably waterproof. Like... I don't fucking know. I'm going to just try anything.
I don't know. I don't want it to be, like, iRobot.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, see, or Ex Machina. Or Ex Machina. Like, she locked him up at the end, bro.
Yeah,
I know. You know what I mean? Like, because he was going to destroy, like, you know what I mean? So when you start having shit do what you would do, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, humans are pretty fucking stupid. Yeah. Like, we want to create AI to be smarter than us. We want to fucking revive dinosaurs. Like, we want to do shoot down UFOs out the sky.
Yes, I would like to see one. That would be fun.
Now, of course, I'd like to see one, but, like, if that shit goes wrong, what the fuck are we gonna do to take down a dinosaur?
Now, y'all might think,
like, we gonna send the fucking what's the fucking branch of our military that's in the sky? The Air Force. We're gonna send the fucking Air Force out to kill some dinosaurs. That would be crazy.
But you know what's crazy? So I'm gonna say something that I'm not fully educated on, but I read about and checked out. So Antarctica and shit, because the glaciers and stuff are fucking, like, you know, they're melting too quick, right? With it, nice try, wrong guy, right?
nice try, wrong guy.
Man, we gonna get you. But we gonna get you. So what, I guess, with the global warming and everything, right? So here's some real funny shit. They've actually taken some DNA from the mammoth bones, you know, that we have and shit
that's
like that. And have fucking... Yes, that's what they did. So listen,
it's crazy.
Because of Antarctica used to be full with animals and shit like that. So what they did was they say by the end of 2024, there will actually be mammoths in, like, Antarctica, because it's also carbon to fix the fucking, you know, the atmosphere and all that shit too. But they actually are fucking doing that. You're speaking on the mammoth shit. Like, so it's weird as hell. Half of the shit that we think is crazy,
because my thing
we're fucking doing anyway.
Like, I know they can't get here from Antarctica, but just imagine, like, a fucking mammoth just, like, fucking walking down the street.
Like, they're doing that.
Because if I saw a fucking mammoth just fucking strolling down the street, I'm just... That, or I'm trying to get on top of the mammoth and fucking ride the mammoth.
Okay.
That'd be fire, because mammoths, they were huge as fuck.
Yes.
From what they tell stories of. Yes. And what the bones that we have and shit. But I can see that happening, because they're frozen in the fucking...
What they did is they cloned them. They cloned them. So what they did is they took the DNA...
That's what I'm saying. Like, the DNA is frozen in the ice, made it
closest to... Because it's closest to the elephant, kind of matched all of that shit, stripped it, put it together, and, like, impregnated the elephant to have it. You know what I mean?
And I get it. I get why they would do that. But damn, man. Like, they're going to bug out and do this wrong. Because, like, dinosaurs from... I mean, I don't... Imagine if dinosaurs aren't what they said. Like, because how the fuck do we know how dinosaurs acted back in the day? Right. Like, they roared and...
Right.
Like, what if they squeaked? Like, we don't fucking know.
That's a good point.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if dinosaurs are the nicest motherfuckers on Earth? We just don't know. But they're going to rebuild them to be some fucking dangerous-ass motherfuckers, because that's what... Yeah, come smoke. Yeah, pull up a chair. Come on.
Yeah. You're good. But, yeah. I don't know, man.
I'm not looking forward to that.
No, not that. Yeah. But
ChatGPT, that sucks, though, because it's like... First of all, like, it's lucky, like... Because if I was in school, I definitely would have been using ChatGPT.
For sure.
But ChatGPT, like, is also such a great tool though for other things. Like, oh, I need a website. Here's some titles, or I have a couple ideas because I use that for like marketing and stuff like that for other companies that I use that would market for. So it's such an app, but like I'm just now knowing like they used it, like kids were using it for record, like for like their pages and shit like that, which is crazy, bro.
Bro, yeah, there's I would have done the same. There's one where I might start using it for the podcast where you can give it the whole podcast episode and I'll make shorts.
Yeah, they could do that too. It's kind of weird though.
Yeah,
and it was exactly what the fuck you're talking about and how to
make it. So how do you? That goes back to our conversation that we'd be having. Like, that sounds like some fucking alien ass technology, bro.
I mean,
how the fuck do you create that? How do you make that?
I mean, come on, man.
How do you make artificial intelligence? Like, that's nuts.
There's some of us that are better than others that are among us.
Yeah, but like that whole creation of just artificial intelligence is crazy.
That's where aliens come
from.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know though. I just think like,
what's your, my bad.
I don't think it's that crazy.
Talk to me.
Because it's like,
there we go.
It's because like Elon made Tesla.
Well, yeah, but
that's just the progression of society.
That's the progression.
But no, it's just a society as a whole. We're progressing, bro.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I know, but like with Tesla and like the space shit he does, he's just taking what's already there and making it much better because he has the money to do so and everything. Right. Like this artificial intelligence shit is just, it's kind of like phones. Like it's just, because like smartphones wasn't like, yeah, it was an advancement over like the regular like pick up the, but like not the touchscreen shit and all the apps and everything that was out of nowhere. That's what makes me believe your theory, like aliens passing down knowledge.
I think I'm a theory of just like,
what is your theory on aliens, if there is one?
I have a weird theory that deja vu is just not deja vu. I feel like our spirits or our soul, I feel like we're reliving something.
Okay. I feel like we've already established that. So he's aligned with
the conversation I've been wanting to have. So
he's aligned with us. We kind of already,
I feel
had
like we're
some
reliving something.
Uh-huh.
I feel like everything's supposed to happen because it's happened before.
Okay.
You like feel your me? Past life.
It's just a past. I just
like
feel
your
like,
spirit is a spirit is a spirit.
Exactly.
That has, you know,
like, the other day I had deja vu, but like it was probably months ago. I was like, damn, why the fuck am I having deja vu? Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, because I'm supposed, you feel me? Like, I feel like life's evolving because it's done it before. Like, I feel like it's done. So, aliens, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that I feel like this is just not the first time. Like, I don't know. Also, I feel like there's another life, there's another like Earth out there. Not Earth, I feel like species, life species.
You ever watch Rick and Morty and how like that one episode where there's like mad different lives?
Yeah.
That's what I be thinking is happening. Like we have mad different lives, we're just on different planets sometimes.
Okay.
Or
different universes.
Our soul is being shared in a different body and a
different
planet.
Yeah, different dimension. Yeah,
and like with like, I know, like, it might be stupid, goofy, but like Marvel, like, I don't know if you guys watch Marvel now, but it's all about right now
the
like,
multiverse,
right?
Yeah.
It all came from comics, or made long time ago,
right?
Who implanted those mind, you get to be super creative or maybe super high, but right. something must have put in your brain where it's like, what about another another universe that looks exactly the same way, but it's just a different timeline.
Wow.
You know? So, I don't know. That's how I look at that.
Okay.
But when you're talking about when you were talking about like remaking dinosaurs, that's kind of like what, I don't know if you guys watched WandaVision.
I loved WandaVision. That is high up on my Marvel.
When they had fucking villain, when they had Vision, just remaking Vision, and then she like made that nigga in whatever, you know, so that's how I feel about that. But yeah, that's just how I feel about that.
Okay. The reason why I kind of agree with your theory is I've been thinking about this a lot, that like, I believe in spirituality over physical existence. As in like we're spirits, like we're all spirits that are just, you know, taking over the physical body, exactly. So that when we die, because many people at death say that they're gravitating towards something, like they're kind of getting away from their body. Like if you go watch like podcasts or interviews of people that were like on the verge of dying and they explain like what was going on. Mm-hmm. And we listened to a really good podcast the other day about it. And they feel like they're gravitating away from their body, like they're being pulled, they're being held, like, to be pulled away. I think, like, once we die, there might... the reward system part I haven't really figured out in my head, but I think there is a reward system because, like, motherfuckers that wake up in a dog's body, like, they did real bad in their prior life, and they got sent to a dog's body, but... We remember that shit as kids because you know how babies just be crying all the fucking time, or like when they come out, they just be fucking crying and they're just stressed out and we don't really know why. I'd be thinking like they're like remembering the last life that they were in, but as we grow up, we forget all about that shit. Because you know how we snap into consciousness at like age 4 or 5? I think that's when we snap into our new reality. And we're officially fully out of that old reality. And like as you progress through life, and which is why I've taken this seriously, like, how good I treat people and how patient I am and how, like, I don't get stressed, like, under pressure. Because, like, if at the end of my life, if I'm sent to a dog's body, I'm going to be pretty pissed. I want to give my soul a chance to, like, be better, you know? Yeah.
I like that.
But that's just a theory that I've just been thinking about for just so long. Because, like, not even, like, that theory where we get to go into another body, but, like, just that we're spirits. And just we just have this physical body at the moment.
Well, my belief in this, just because we just deviated real quick, right? I believe all similar to that, to the same thing. But I also believe that we are in this physical body, okay?
Oh, no, yeah, for sure.
And you are to experience 99% of this life or this spiritual, like in this physical form, like you know what I'm saying, like it's almost like, and I wouldn't even say 99, that's a high number, you understand what I'm saying, but what I think is the same thing. I believe like a spirit is, like we're all spiritual creatures. I believe that, you know, some, because all of this shit is connected, like the earth is alive, the food is alive, we plant shit, we eat shit from it, we die, we go back to it, like
everything's like an organism.
All of it is all alive and together, you know what I mean? So it's to me, it makes sense that, you know, we come back. But I believe at the present time, right, like in this life, you know what I mean, like we are to experience all of this shit,
right,
you know what I mean, like that you are for this life, because like you said, my God,
everything's connected.
Hell yeah, because like you said, so to understand and then go deeper just on your point that you said, right, the reason why you are to experience the physical shit, like because in your next spiritual life, what if you are a snake, a dog, or some shit? You can't do this shit. You don't know when you're going to be a goddamn human again. Right. You understand what I'm saying? Like because of how it goes all over. You know what I mean? So in that sense, when you're in this form, you are to appreciate, you know what I mean? Yeah. Every experience and achieve the highest level of any experience that you could have in this physical form.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just think it's like, you know what I mean? That on just that on top of it. And that's why I think like earlier in my life, I was like hyper religious. And then I kind of started kind of getting more in tune to, because not like that, because I don't, I don't believe, in the negative portion of what my life is determined. Like, I don't believe a negative. I believe, because there's a duality to life. You know what I mean? I believe that there are some people that are born that are just shitty, fucking psycho, sociopath, narcissist, you know, that kind of shit. You know, murderous people. But there are also people, I think, that just do bad shit trying to live a good life. You understand what I'm saying? They end up doing bad shit. I don't think that that is a way, but it's only called bad because of, you know, the construct. But I don't think that that has shit to do with what it is when you die. Yeah, I don't think that you're like that. You know, like it's a merit
those system. Are, I feel like those are different, yeah. Like spirit, like different, like religions, because that, like, not religions, but like,
yeah, beliefs.
Well, beliefs, just different beliefs.
So yeah. I think, like, yeah. All humans fall into one of four different beliefs. One is religion,
mm-hmm.
Like, you fully believe in, you know, there being gods or being another place after life that's, like, you know, different. Science, you just believe in science. Mm-hmm. Once it's done, and everything here happened because some fucking rocks smacked together and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I do not believe in science fully. Because, like, come on, all this shit that we have right now, that is too much of a goddamn fucking coincidence in space to just happen, bro. Mm-hmm. Someone, there had to be, like, a higher being, a higher spirit that put this shit together. How did science create this?
Mm-hmm.
How was just a magical event of rocks just smacking together and the earth doing a whole bunch of bullshit and us coming from rocks and fucking other animals and shit? Mm-hmm. That sounds just crazy to me. And then the third one, obviously being spirituality, as we just talked about how we kind of, you and I both, we were in that spirituality. And then fourth is just nothing, you know, just bozos that just...
Nah.
Don't believe in the goddamn thing.
Bozos.
They don't believe in shit. They just don't stand for anything, fall for anything. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of shit.
Yeah, because I think you all start, I think everybody starts looking at each other and even whoever you may put in the, like, highest type of light, like, we make a mistake in people's eyes and what you may judge and shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I'm like, hold on, that kind of don't make sense that I'm gonna, you know what I mean? Like, if I die, that, like, and everybody kind of fucks up, even the person that's reading the story to me, like.
And we'll dig in a little bit more about this, because I do want to have more of a conversation on this, because, like, if we die and then nothing just happens after that, that would be crazy.
No, something definitely happens.
Right, because, like, we have a whole consciousness, like, we have a whole thought process.
Yeah.
You know, like, I fully 110% believe we're souls and spirits, and, like, it has to be, because if nothing happens, that's just mad fucking unfortunate, bro. Like, what? Like, I just stop existing? Like, what happens, bro? Do I just dream for the rest of eternity? Like, am I dreaming right now?
Yeah, NBA, man, I mean, me and Kem... We talk about this. We get arguments. Cause I don't know if they know this. I don't know if they know this, but we all used to work together.
Yeah,
he was our boss.
Uh-huh.
And then
it's like
no. That was bad.
What? What?
All of these they were mine. My property. Like, damn. No, I'm joking. So I was in training.
I love my brothers.
Training. This is my training. I was in training in Spectrum, and then Cam would always help me because he was in training, but he left early, and then we joined his team.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be times where I was on the phone. I'd be on the phone talking to a customer, but I'll pause it just because I'm arguing with Kim about basketball. So, and now we're here.
Oh, yeah, bro. We would always, because we worked at 2 p.m. to 11 p.m., and we would all be arguing about fucking basketball the last, like, 5 minutes of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, who y'all think you going to win? Who's coming out the East? Who's coming out the West?
There we go.
I think Milwaukee is coming out the East.
Okay.
And that team is deadly right now. If they're healthy, though, because, like, last year they weren't healthy, and that's why I ultimately think they lost. The Celtics, they lost a lot of direction, losing Adoka, I think, and having this fucking weirdo who... He's a good coach, don't get me wrong, but he's definitely not Adoka. Like, Adoka had them, like, really hounding teams, like, especially defensively, that they're not... Like, they're winning this year still, but they're not the defensive presence that they were last year at all. The Bucks have a lot more chemistry, and they all really love playing together, and it's beautiful basketball to watch right now.
I
think it's the Bucks, and then in the West, fuck if I know, bro. Like, I guess if Kevin Durant and the Suns wanted enough, it'll be them. But then,
how did you feel about that trade?
What, the KD trade? I mean, I don't mind. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it was all blew up. By the time it was blew up,
right.
I don't think he should have stayed there with Ben anyway. Yeah. Like, what is he going to get? So,
well, that's the thing is, like, Ben Simmons is actually, like, a phenomenal basketball. Like, me, like, as a GM, I would have fell into that, too. Like, I would have fell into the Ben Simmons trap, too.
Yeah, now I'm not.
Because he's a great basketball player when he's playing. But that dude, I don't fucking know what happened.
I just think mentally, like, he's just...
Mentally, he just checked out. He couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle it. But he got his money, so fuck it.
Yeah, it is.
He got his money. He had his time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for what, you know what I mean? The fan and what for the arguing.
And his family and his legacy, like, and all
they're
that.
They're good.
Yeah. But I would hate to be Ben Simmons' kid, bro. Mm-hmm. No cap.
So what about, so what do you think East West? Who's
so about? I got to state, listen, I can't even argue with shit that he just said with Milwaukee. I feel crazy. Like, right. I feel crazy. Nothing, nobody else is gelling. You know what I mean?
Right.
Miami, nothing. You know what I mean? Boston, exactly like he said. I think they use their runs to feel strong, but I think defensively they don't have.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? It's not.
And they don't
know,
have.
That's probably why they even paid him for the runs that they're able to, like, sustain. Mm-hmm. But now it's going to show, and exactly like you just said, like, you know what I mean? Their defense. I don't see. You know what I mean? That right. part. So, yeah. And then now, on the, if we go to the West, man, you know,
Sixers,
I mean, we love the same squad, man. So
oh, no.
Oh, boy,
time
you
time time
wait, wait. Oh, you don't like James Gang?
No, of course I do.
Okay.
But I don't love them. That's your team. That's not my team.
Yeah, he's James
Gang. So I'm letting you talk first, and then I will talk. All right.
So, listen, I'm going to say this.
Pause that real quick.
Thanks. Nice clean.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I'll say is, first and foremost, I mean, with the play-in, all right, so with the play-in, I gotta love that. I can't really say, but Phoenix, right? Okay. Fuck Memphis. Like, I'm not. I'm not. I am not going to. I'm not going to stay with them. All right.
Like Memphis, Denver, I can't. I don't believe in that.
Me neither. Like, that's why I'm so stuck
right now,
man. But
it's confusing because, like, for the Suns, it's like if they want it enough, they should have it.
Yes.
And when you ask the question, do I like the move? I love the move. I understand. I love Bridges. Bridges is becoming one of my favorite players.
Yeah.
In the NBA. Love Cam Johnson. You know, love what they got. But, like, this is necessary for the Suns because Devin Booker is going to leave eventually. Chris Paul is going to retire. DeAndre Ayton don't even want to fucking play there.
And then that's why I didn't answer, because I've been watching them play. Like, I can't say that it looked like they're going to turn it on, even with KD.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
So it's hard.
So I think, personally, my final choice on the West is
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Going the safe route, I gotta say Golden State. I know they're they're not where they need to be right now, but at the same time, when I look at the playoffs, it's what happened last year. Mm-hmm. Everyone fell apart, but the Warriors didn't because they had that pedigree already.
Yes.
Right.
So, like, when it comes to the West, like, I don't believe in Denver. I don't believe in Memphis. No one believes in Sacramento.
I think I do. I'll let y'all go.
They just don't don't have the defense for big playoff situations. I can't. They have the worst defense, but the best offense.
Yes.
And the best offense never wins.
I just think, from the East, I think the Celtics have enough offense to beat Milwaukee in 7. So it's either Milwaukee or them.
Okay.
That's what you're saying.
But the Celtics have the worst losses
Philly
of
can be
this
sneaky.
Year. See, with Philly...
Philly will be sneaky if they're healthy. They've never been healthy at
I just
one
don't,
point
I just don't...
Season.
Doppers right. in the playoffs don't scare me.
I don't fuck with Doppers.
Doppers in the playoffs don't scare me. They're too soft.
Yeah,
They give me the ick.
Yeah.
People that give me the ick, the 76ers. Okay? But I'll tell you what. Nobody wants to see my New York Knicks in the playoffs. Nobody wants to see that New York Knicks team in the playoffs. Nobody. Josh Hart.
Stop playing.
Josh. Also, one more thing, too. Not about NBA, just because I have him here, and I know he is a GETS Jets
yes.
fan.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, football is wild, bro.
Yeah. Mm. So,
I'm a Jets fan, too.
You're a Jets fan, too. Yeah. So, all right. How you feel about Aaron, bro?
I mean.
Do you want, like.
So, listen.
Are you mad, or how you feel about Zach Wilson? How you feel about the season? By the way, I went to the Browns-Jets game this year.
Okay.
When we were up 17-31, we okay. lost and blew it against you guys. So, mm-hmm. How do you feel?
So, we won't know until after really June, July, right? So, for right now.
Really? Why's that?
Yeah, because, yes. They, okay. Green Bay, I guess it frees up more money for them if they wait until then. Okay? They're not going to trade him before then.
Okay.
So, right now, it's all good as long as it's all on the table. Of course. Zach. Come on, man. You saw.
Yeah,
come
pulled.
On, bro.
He
like, why you going to make me? Pulled. Why would you make me even
my
answer
fault,
that?
My
like,
fault.
Come on, man. That
my
was horrible.
He was really
like,
bad.
So, I just
really
don't
bad.
Want my mouth to water for Aaron.
Like, for the podcast, I would troll and say, you know, Zach Wilson got a chance, but yeah, nah, he.
What?
And how did you feel about Philly?
I mean.
James Bradbury. How you feel about James Bradbury?
I love that we kept him.
Okay, good for you.
Like, bro, because he's underrated, bro. He's fine. He's very underrated. Like CJ Gardner Johnson, I think he was the guy that I was a little worried about losing.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, like what I'm noticing when it comes to the NFL playoffs. And by the way, I predicted the Chiefs to win, so my record of 14 straight Super Bowls predicted still stands to this day.
Good for you.
But the reason why I said that is because. Like, you can have the best defense in the world. You can have the best offense. But what comes down to is, are your players fucking dogs enough to get the job done when it fucking, like, matters the most? Which is, that Super Bowl made Jalen Hurts automatically one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, no cap.
Because the biggest criticism for him, especially for me, I thought he would fall apart at some point during the playoffs because he didn't have the experience or he just really wasn't ready for it yet. He proved me wrong. Love Jalen Hurts. But on the defense, especially C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he played like fucking dog shit in the fucking Super Bowl. So, am I mad that we lost him? Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm mad at the fact that he got signed for 1 year, $8 million, and we couldn't fucking do better than that.
Right.
Like, 1 year, $12 million, bro? Like, come
on.
He's not going to reject
that. No, that was the thing, though. I feel like you used that money for Slay.
Yeah.
Because you had to resign and Slay was going to go somewhere else. And
Slay, I was ready to be parted with him as long as we resigned everybody else. But because we didn't really resign everybody else, I'm fine that we kept him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I know he's getting old. He's, like, even in the Super Bowl especially, he left the whole fucking other side of the field open on occasion. But
this is Mahomes.
It was heartbreaking, though. I hate that. Yeah. I hate that it was fucking finished on that flag.
Also, I won money because I bet Bitch Better Have My Money would be the first song she'd come out with Rihanna. That's the only money I won, though.
I know you guys aren't too heavy into it, but baseball's back today.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking so happy about that consciously, physically, spiritually.
Judge,
like,
man.
Baseball,
first pitch. Yeah. Oh, no, second pitch. It was 0-1 count. Love it, dude. I went to playoff games.
DeGrom got fucking cooked today.
Yeah, I mean, what a waste for the Rangers.
He got fucking smacked up today.
But I went to the Guardians Yankee game when
he did that. Josh Taylor did that. Man, you were probably
my
sick.
My buddy season.
You were tight when he did that. I know you were.
I mean, it was in. Well, they lost.
They were
that
losing.
Game.
They
lost.
They were losing
that's
too
what I'm
at
saying.
The time.
They lost that
game,
so it didn't really matter. No, because I wasn't in Cleveland for that when he actually did it. Like, he tried to do it when he was in Yankee Stadium, and they were like, "Fuck, Josh Taylor." It was amazing. It was a dope time. So yeah, I'm happy that baseball's back, and that means that golf's gonna be back for me as well. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, bro, I want to go golf this year.
Yeah,
like
that's
funny. I actually really love
golf. I was just in
Vegas. No,
I didn't know what to do. The dude, but it was dope. They even gave me the clubs. Like,
top golf?
No, I stayed on the resort. I stayed on the resort, and I got to the resort came with me being able to play 18 holes.
That's dope.
But I didn't have any clubs or anything. But the resort already they already have them ready.
So
for
were you
me.
Smoking?
Hell yeah, I was in Vegas, bro.
Smoking
was,
and golfing?
Not well, golfing.
Oh, I was about to say that's fire.
Smoking before, you know what I mean? Having a great that shit's
therapeutic, bro. Yeah. If you know, like
All it takes is one good shot, bro. You get that one good shot, you're addicted to it. So that's how I look at that.
I feel like I feel like if I hit that one good shot and just watch the ball soar, that shit would really like.
Yeah, bro. You play baseball, on, so it's like
hitting a baseball is always just beautiful.
For sure. Yeah. So yeah.
So you came out with your first song.
Yeah, man.
Play like the beginning of it. The one that everyone fucking knows.
I wish we had a little speaker. But it's fine though. I could just play it off the phone. It's okay.
Pick it up.
Yeah. We could definitely edit.
I love this song.
Yeah. So this song. Yeah, we'll put editing in there. But I've had that song for a long time, bro. Probably since 2019. I just put it out.
That's what it takes.
Yeah. I just put it out a couple weeks ago in 2023, so I've been grinding for it.
To the song?
What?
A hit to the song?
No. A hit to the song? Like, what are you talking about in the context? Yeah, you know how I take my music real seriously, man, and just the topic of it.
Mm-hmm. And, I love that you do, bro, because people don't, like... People in the 518 specifically, and like other artists that are kind of like not really failing, or they're kind of like failing to really find their craft, is because you gotta, like, if you're gonna do this shit, you gotta dedicate yourself to it.
Right.
And I see every single fucking TikTok you make, like that, like Instagram, like you market yourself so fucking well.
Right. And it's so funny you say that, because my engineer is like my boss, my manager. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say my boss, but like my manager, like I feed off everything, you know. I listen to anything. If he tells me to do something, I do it, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I know he has the best interest. Mm-hmm. He says I don't do enough, you know,
and he said I do a lot. So it's like, you know.
No, I mean,
and I could do more.
I don't know what enough actually is in the music world, right, but I know, like, from what I see around, like that's why I said specifically in the 518, because that's what I've grown up in. Like, you do a lot.
I do try to do a lot.
Like all the snippets, like the way you've built your social media over the couple years, especially that I've known you.
Yeah. I'm at like
you have a fucking brand.
Yeah, I'm trying to build it. I'm trying to build it. I think just my end goal with this music is to take care. My goal is to take care of my
mother. His ad will be obviously at the bottom of the page here, this whole fucking video. For so sure. I don't even appreciate know why that. I did that.
Yeah. but my end goal is just My end goal is just to take care of my mom,
nice.
My dad, okay. my family, my step family, mm-hmm. And just, you know, and dump money into my old alma maters as well. And this is what I say to everybody, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm not even bullshit. You know, this is, you know, LaSalle, Stanford, just like take care of my people.
Yes.
And put myself in a situation where I don't gotta work. Like, I'm doing this as my job, as my work, you know? Mm-hmm. So I get emotional, bro, like late at night, just by myself writing, just like knowing where I think this can be. And like seeing myself being, and seeing the progress of where I've came from, you know, to the, because it's like I was talking to this with somebody else too, this week. It's like I didn't come from the street, like I didn't come from like the streets or the mud, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've came from a mental wealth, like my God put me through a lot of mental shit throughout my life, bro. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it's like damn, like I'm still doing this. Like there's a reason why I'm still doing it. So. I take it seriously. It's a blessing to be out. I'm having more music come out at the end of May.
Okay.
So I'm super excited about it.
Nice.
Like one song was just me, a little rap, and then R&B song. Super excited about that as well.
Right.
I have a choir on the tape as well too.
Okay.
So I'm super excited about that, man. So yeah, that's just where I'm at. I just feel like, you know, I'm hungry, and there's, you know, other artists that are hungry as well, and I feel like there's something that we all know, that there's something for the taking. And it's just no one's taking it in. I feel like we're all just trying to take it, you know,
okay,
and just grab it. Because once it's grabbed, I feel like we'll have the whole thing. So that's kind of, you know, that's where I'm at.
That's a fair point.
I feel like we're taking advantage of this time. No one's really dropping shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's just kind of like working on their craft, which is, or not. Me, I can just focus on myself and just work on my craft and just put my stuff out, man. So super excited. I have to send you guys some. Unreleased.
All right, good.
Nice. I love that.
Please
do.
Yeah, I will.
Airdrop something, man.
Of course.
So tell everybody where they can get stuff from.
Yeah, so it's Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I think everything, but I think it might even be on SoundCloud as well. I don't even got the app SoundCloud, so, but, which I should. But yeah, so Apple Music, and then just DM me or
you know, follow me, and I always put my stuff. If you shout me out on Instagram, I always put it on my story, bro.
Bet.
Yeah, yeah, people still listen. I think I'm at like with all streaming platforms. I think I'm at like 15 to 20K. So
nice
total stream. So it's cool, mm-hmm. man.
That's fire.
It's cool. Hell,
yeah. So what got you into music?
What got me into music? My dad, man.
Your dad? Okay. How?
My dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's a drummer.
Okay.
So I grew up a drummer.
Oh, that's fire.
I was in a 2-piece band with my brother.
Oh, that's fucking fire.
With a white kid named KP.
Okay.
Shout out KP, my brother. I was in a 2-piece band playing like Tom Petty, Foo Fighters.
Nice.
Like, other stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And I was singing and drumming at the same time, and he would sing, and mm-hmm. you know, we were just him and I, and then we got a bass, Casey, another white dude, and we do music together.
Mm-hmm.
But he rapped. I was terrible, bro.
Okay.
I was god awful. Like, I was like, he was the white dude rapping like Mac Miller, like uh-huh. killing it. Okay. Like Wiz Khalifa, mm-hmm. smoking weed. I didn't smoke weed, but like whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was terrible. And then years moved. I was in jazz band at LaSalle. Shit. I was in regular band at LaSalle. Just a drummer. Always loved music. And my dad, you know, he plays in a band. He plays in 3 different bands as a drummer. He's like, I think he's 60. He's in 3 different bands.
Wow.
Okay. He's just my inspiration. Snapping. He just made my inspiration. You know? He put me onto a lot of music. And he knew where the rap game was about to be. So he put me on to like Prince, James Brown, Bob Marley, Michael Jackson, the Doobie Brothers. Just all mm-hmm. of these different artists. That's where I grew up on. Mm-hmm. He didn't really put that much R&B into me either. Mm-hmm. Put a lot of soul, a lot of funk into me.
Uh-huh.
And then like I started making my own stuff probably around 2018. Okay. I did like a joint project with my boy B. Roach. Shout out B. Roach. And I just kind of just got confidence from there making music, bro. And then I made Book It, sent it out to a couple people,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, yo, bro, this is fire. This is like, you should keep doing it. And I did a remix. And like, yo, bro, that's crazy. And I just kind of just got confidence from that, and then mm-hmm. listening to myself and just doing it, bro. So, I kind of just started doing it probably since I was probably 8 years old, 9 years old, drumming, but making mm-hmm. like songs and stuff probably 2018.
Nice. Yeah. So, like, what motivates you to keep going when, like, because I know, like, making music and all, like, focusing on it, like, that shit's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
So, like, what keeps you going when, like, it seems down?
I think it's kind of, like, everything in life, man. I get super anxious, especially with music and being an artist, bro. It's like, you want to please everybody, right? You want to make sure everybody fucks with your music, fucks what you do, loves what you do. Not everyone's going to, bro.
Mm.
You know? So Once you've built, that comes and goes, bro. Some days I give a fuck, sometimes I don't,
mm-hmm.
you know? And like, I'm trying to channel that don't so I could just be a beast in terms of what I want to do. But like those hard times, like what motivates me is like, you know, the things I want, what motivates me. Like, my mother, my father, my car I want. The lifestyle I want, where I want to live, those motive, like my engineer, like, mm-hmm. like I'm not doing this just for me. I'm doing it for other people. And that's how I like get up every morning, high off life. Like that's how I get up, because it's I'm doing something to see someone else happy. You know, because that's what I owe. That's what I love. That's what I want to do. So that's just what motivates me, bro. That's just what motivates me, and to write every night. And I just love music itself too.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the biggest thing is like I don't want to fail myself. That most motivates me. I'll never fail myself. Mm-hmm. Power myself to like, to not, like, I don't want to fail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to break my own heart. I know I'll never forgive myself. And then me never forgetting myself will never be able to be the best stepbrother, the best son, the best husband, the best.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Father, because I'll never be able to forgive myself for what opportunity I had. So I feel like
that's what drives me, bro.
It's like not fucking, like, you know, not giving up on myself and not knowing I don't want to fail. And that's just that's really what motivates me, bro. You know? So
that was a fire answer.
Appreciate that, brother.
I'm high as fuck. That
was a fire.
The whole time you were talking, I was so locked in, so great, and I was just high as fuck. But yeah, no, like I said, like that's definitely where I align, like on the part where like not being able to fail yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's like a tough like thing to think about, like, because for me it's like picturing like if I fail, like, me, how I'm gonna deal with myself and live with myself,
bro. I don't want that shit.
And I just don't, like, I feel like, because I don't understand how some of these, like for example, like I see it in family members and shit, these people be like old, like 60, mm-hmm. like 55, 60, and they're just like how they live with just not accomplishing anything or like not doing what, like, not even, like, what they intended to do, because you never know what people's full intentions are as they move through life, but basically just not having any sort of fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I can't imagine myself getting to that age and not having, like, really done myself good.
Right, right.
Like, because if I, like, let myself down, it's like, how do you live with that? Yeah, like, how do you fucking live with that all the way down the road?
Right, right.
Like,
so what kind of music do you make, since you say that you, you know, what
so
kind of music?
It's, I would say, bro,
because you started off by
this
saying,
this is trap.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool because you said that you're not really from the streets. You know what
right,
I mean?
Exactly.
You didn't go through street stuff. You
right.
went through the mental warfare
right.
and different things like that. Right?
Right.
So what kind of music do you actually
so,
make?
And Drake had Drake. This is one of my favorite lines from Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Drake's my favorite artist,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
As you guys know, Matt. Mm-hmm. To be far from the hood, to be far from hood, but understand the streets,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So, I feel like, I don't know. To answer your question, what type of music
I
make?
That line.
What type of music you
I love
make?
That
right.
Line. Mm-hmm. That's a great line.
It is a great line, but
yeah.
to understand,
oh,
so to what you saw, I talk about just overcoming. Also, I talk about love as well too, you
mm-hmm.
know, also in other
yeah.
songs like love and just
mm-hmm.
how I look at that shit too,
mm-hmm.
but also like I just rap with a chip on my shoulder of just people just telling me like what the fuck I can't do.
Nice.
I don't like that.
Okay.
So I just write about that, you know,
mm-hmm.
or I'll write about my past. I have
mm-hmm.
I have a history myself
yeah.
too, you know. I talk about my depression and anxiety as well too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like, and that's one thing, I won't talk about killing nobody, selling nothing, taking nothing.
Nice.
That's just not
yeah.
me.
Mm,
but there's other ways to do it. There's other ways to make great music without capping, you know,
mm-hmm.
without saying that type
yeah.
of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I I've been around it though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've lost friends with
mm-hmm.
that chose those paths,
mm-hmm.
right? And I've lived and learned from them. And I think the best artists are the most vulnerable. That let you in
mm-hmm.
without caring about, you know, judgment or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I feel like with those past experiences, they just helped me write, bro. So
the
type of style, like R&B, rap, house music, like, cause I'm a melting pot of like music,
okay,
bro. I'll listen to Drake, but then I'll listen to Summer Walker, then I'll listen to 1975, and then I'll listen to the Beatles, and then I'll listen to MJ, then I'll listen to Bob
mm-hmm.
Marley. I'll listen to that
mm-hmm.
perfectly fine in that rotation, because
okay.
that's just who my father.
Damn. So you hit my next thing. So tell me what you're listening to right now.
I was about to say
yeah.
good fucking question.
Yeah, what I'm listening
good
to right now.
Answer, like,
and this is cool too.
Three songs. Well, all right. So
Ooh.
Two songs, one artist.
Two
okay.
specific.
Two songs in your rotation right now, and one artist that you're
like really like
listening
to. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Love
Man,
that.
My top artist right now. Wow.
My answer is going to be a
wow.
fucking
Wow. My top
one.
Artist right now is Yeet. He's this new artist, trap artist.
Mm-hmm.
that just doesn't say that just says a bunch of whole lot of shit. Mm-hmm. But the beats are just so crazy, and mm-hmm. he's so different. Mm-hmm. He's my number one artist right now. Mm-hmm. Drake will always be a number, but like kind of right. like LeBron. Like LeBron right. will always be
right.
It's he's my GOAT. He's right your now. Number two or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. But like, I love Damian Lillard, or I love whoever,
yeah,
like right?
Giannis, yeah, yes. I get it.
You
absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? So,
because like that's how I feel. Like Kevin Durant is like my number one favorite right, player, right. but like right now, like I could probably say I'm fucking with like you know like Scottie Barnes type ooh. Shit. Like random, just random, random player to throw out.
I think he's actually yeah. fucking with Scottie.
No, no, I only, no, I love Scottie. I love Scottie Barnes.
That's like
is someone,
me saying, yeah, yeah, bro, I'm Jack and Jericho Sims right now. Like, not no. Jack and Jericho.
No, bro, I'm Jack and Scottie Barnes, though.
No, that's fire. That's fire. Yeah, that's fire.
I love Scottie Barnes. This game's great. He's that's just fire. Toronto's a fucking dumpster fire. But
yeah.
back
I
to
like it. I like Dame and I like Don, but I always LeBron. So yeet. But so my Drake, number one yeah. song right now. My number one song right now.
Sims is crazy.
is probably Bad Habit by Steve Lacy.
Okay.
The ending's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And my number two song right now, oh my God, is Heaven on Earth by Michael Jackson.
Okay,
love that
okay.
song. Okay, I'll send those two songs. I'll send Yeet to you guys.
Yeah,
and I'll send those two songs to you as that's well. Fine. What about you? What about you?
That's only two songs.
Oh, wait, how many songs did you?
So it's two songs and one artist you're listening to.
Yeah, that was
to.
Two songs.
It's the two songs: Heaven on Earth and Bad Habit.
Kev's high off life.
Oh, but what's the artist that you?
Yeet. His name is Yeet.
That's Yeet. All right, damn, my fault, bro. High off life.
He episode said this. Four. He's wonderful.
Nah, an artist though, T-Pain. Okay. Hear me out. He just came out.
Scottie Barnes, T-Pain.
Okay.
Nah, hear me out. Because like he just came out with an album.
I
want
to listen to it.
Yes, because it's him without auto-tune. Like he's actually singing.
Yeah.
And he has a fucking amazing ass voice. And I've been fucking with that album, bro.
He does.
Like it's actually, because I've been waiting for him to do that shit. Mm. Like finally have like an album where he's not. Like
I fuck
with his auto-tune heavy though, like his songs, like the songs that we all love. Mm-hmm. But like his I think it's In the Covers. It's called.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's covers, like he sings like
actual.
Oh
yeah, I think
song.
I know.
Yeah.
It's been a small town.
On top of the covers, but. Okay. Yeah, so that's probably the artist, because, like, I don't know, I just fuck with T-Pain.
Yeah, shout out T-Pain. I like his last album.
But songs, though, I don't, like, I haven't been, like, really locked in too hard on music, because I've just been locked in on, like, you know, situations that I got going on in life, and fucking working, and trying to do everything. So I haven't really, I probably couldn't give you two songs, it'd probably still be the same. Because, like, I finally downloaded Friday Night Lights on my Apple iPhone. I sound like an old ass man.
Finally got that done.
No, I finally got that done. So like that album I've been listening to heavy, the T-Pain one, like just the ones that are just normally in my rotation. Post Shiesty is randomly in my fucking in my rotation. You know, the Drake and 21 album. You know,
yeah, yeah, that's the album. Her Loss. I've been listening. Like, I listened to Her Loss. I listened to Don Toliver's last album as well.
And like for me, Future and J. Cole are those artists that I'll always like listen to OD. Yeah. But the one artist that I guess I'm listening to more right now is just T-Pain. Right. But the basic answer would be like Drake for you would be like Future
for you.
J. Cole for me. Especially Future.
What about you? Yeah, Future's fire. His last album was fire.
Oh, mm-hmm. fucking. Yeah. Amazing. And he's coming out with another
one. I don't know. I listen to that. It's going to be great. I always listen to shit coming out. So I listen to Black right now, though. I listen to his album. Okay. So I always like Black.
Okay. I never I don't like him, to be honest.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It's just too, like, I don't even know what the hell
not
it is.
Not to be wack,
it's
not too Six Lakh, right?
Yeah.
That's Black. So at the end of the day, man, like it's not a lot of R&B that comes out that often for me. You know what I mean? And I'm from where there was at least a few artists of R&B people at any given time. You know what I'm saying? Where I could listen to, but it's not. But anyway, I'm listening to that off and on.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's not like the other Black albums, you know what I'm saying? I don't say that much. It's like 20 songs.
Damn.
But anyway,
That
I'm listening to Hit Boy too.
Okay,
I like that. He got songs on there with like people that I like.
Okay,
Which is Alchemist. So I like
Alchemist. Is fire.
Dope beats. So it's a song with him.
I love listening to Kem talk about music.
Yeah. Word is Bone. That's my two. Those are my two favorite. That's my favorite song on that. I don't listen to the rest of it. It's really that. And then I listen, somebody that's crazy hard, but I like him too. I listen to ESTG. That Mad album. Yeah. Listen, I listen to the one and only. That's my favorite shit on that. But the only one. Like, he could actually rap. I can only actually listen out of my range if they can rap. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with that. Yeah.
Those are mine.
Do you like Kendrick's last album?
I love that.
Yeah.
You love it?
Bro, I don't think there's ever gonna be a project of Kendrick's of him that gonna.
Anyway, what was your favorite song from that album, if you remember?
Bro, like, I don't even, like, that's what I'm saying. I haven't been so locked into music. I listened to the album twice, like, on my drives, I still haven't sat down and actually.
If I had to tell you, it would be,
But the first, like, no, not the first, the third, yeah. Because once you get to the, it's like, with his albums, it's always a fucking journey. Yeah, it's an experience.
It is a journey, yeah.
And, like, around, like, third, like, 3, 4, and 5, like, that's probably where, because I've played the most back.
Back to back, yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, I've only...
Die Hard, I think Die Hard's 4.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Savior's my first. But he won a Grammy, and he won a Grammy off the album.
Yeah, I like the song where you talk about his aunt. About his aunt
coming out as I think bisexual or whatever.
No, she was gay.
I think it's called Aunt Diaries.
Auntie Diaries. That shit is fire. Yeah. I love that. I love that story. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, how it's current and, you know what I mean? Like, it's a part of life, and then it actually, another generation wasn't afraid to come out because of what the first generation went through.
Speaking of Kendrick, Damn is an album that I've been listening to randomly, and we talked about this on one of our episodes. That's an album that actually I keep discovering more songs that I really fuck with. It's probably getting to that point for me, too, where it's in the top five, because I think I'm at the point where I have 12 or 13 songs now in my fucking, from that album, and that's how I actually, like, judge albums, is, like, how many songs I have into my one playlist that I have with all the songs that I like. We're getting to, like, we're almost there with almost the fucking full thing on there.
Damn, Views, Born Sinner.
Fucking you got your album. That's your album right there. Top five.
Yeah, Born Sinner, top five. Mm-hmm. I got Views, top five. I got Damn, top
Views,
five.
Views, top five?
For me.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
For me, if I were to die... I wish we made this a topic. If I were to die tomorrow, if I were to be, like, secluded from the world. If I were to be secluded from the world.
Hey, can I ask, The Views the first where he had the drops where he would say, 6666?
No, that was, If You're Reading This Too Late. If You're Reading This Too Late.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
But that was a mixtape, though. That's my favorite mixtape.
Yes.
But, like, if I were to, like, to be stranded from the world, like, stranded from the world, and I had 5 albums, right? I'm probably gonna do Damn, Born Sinner, Views... Probably gonna do Hendrix, Future, and then in the fifth, I'd probably be some Mac Miller, Good AM.
I'd probably have like that, the main intro on that, fucking Purple Rain. Like I said, Friday Night Lights, I'd have to like die with.
Or Playboi Carti album, I don't know.
Forest Hill Drive.
Forest Hill Drive's great.
Like, I don't. You have an interesting take because like you like the same artist I do, but you like. Different
no, no. You have. Can. I like Forest.
Like for me, like Views is something that I love, but I wouldn't even put that in like Drake's top five because I just love Drake so much.
Yeah, you would have to have his whole catalog with you when he died, though. Because I would want all.
Make Me Later.
Yeah, I would want everything.
Reading This Now, It's Too Late.
I would want his whole
Care Package. Was so fire, man. That was just such a random project.
All those songs were mad long. I had majority of those songs, but like that Care Package was amazing. More. Life was special. Nothing was the same was special.
Yeah, all them shit. Like,
Take Care
whole,
is special.
Yeah, you need that whole fucking catalog.
No, like, right. that one weird shit that he did, though, before...
I fuck with it.
Like, it
honestly, never mind. Like, I fucked with that shit.
I don't...
That shit not for you. I like house music, though.
Me too.
But, you have to re-listen. Yeah. Everyone said... At first, I wouldn't lie to you. The first thing I said, this shit's terrible. Then I kept listening to it. I had one song. I was like, okay, I'm listening to the other ones. And I listened to the other ones. I was like, oh... Then I saw people like playing it at the clubs.
Man,
like, oh, that's fire.
Yeah, because they was playing at the clubs. I'm good.
He said, nah, I'm good. I'm telling you.
But I like them. I love them.
All right, so right now we're gonna do a fast food draft. Dom's idea. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go, you know, back and forth, and we're gonna pick fast food places, and then we're gonna leave it up to you guys.
Vote.
I'm gonna figure out a way to get everyone to vote. On whose group of fast food is better, and then I don't know, we'll do something like the person that wins is gonna buy everybody else. Even though they won, they're gonna buy everybody else.
No. The person with the least amount of votes buys everyone else.
From a pick of the winners choosing from the five that they
had. I like that. There we go. All
right. Together. There we go. There we go.
That's a bet.
All right. So Dom is gonna go first since he's our guest. Mm-hmm. Me and Ken, we're gonna play rock paper scissors to see who goes.
What happened?
Yeah. All right. Nah, I'm joking. Kev's gonna go second as we discussed. He said, little inside joke.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's not a joke. It was funnier when it happened. It was a lot funnier when it happened.
No, that was funny.
But all right, so yeah.
All right.
I don't need to take notes.
My number one.
I will anyway.
My number one. I mean, it's the greatest of all time. I don't even think you had it, but I know Kem has.
Okay.
It's Cookout. It's the best.
Okay.
Cookout's my number one draft pick. All off right. The board. The hat and everything.
You're next. Oh, man. Oh, so we going with... Okay. So I'm going with Jamaican food. Mm-hmm. Oxtail.
No. Cookout. In Atlanta, the fucking... Like the spot. No, like Cookout. Like it's a chain down in Carolina.
Okay, all right. So you're talking about a spot.
Okay. A chain though.
Oh, so I have to pick a chain.
Yeah. Cookout the chain. Cookout the chain.
Kev said Jamaican food. It's all over.
Cookout the chain.
All right. So now I have to use a chain.
Yeah, it's a chain. Fast food chain.
As a fast food. All right. So all right. That. So I'll go easy. Slam dunk. Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Wow. My heart.
Yeah, you see me. I was going with platters. I was going to say oxtails.
I'm going. I had it in L.A. It was really good. You took my fucking. You took my first motherfucker. Uh-huh. And I'm gonna have two picks in a row here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with In-N-Out.
Okay.
That shit was so fire.
That's good. That's in a good LA. Pick. Uh-huh. That's a good pick.
And you know what? I'm gonna pick a disgusting pick. But I know a lot of people fuck with it, and it's a fucking staple in human history. I'm going with fucking McDonald's.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Let's go, baby. Okay. Let's go, Cam. What you got?
Man, I got Popeyes.
Oh, why did I think of that? Oh, that hurts.
Okay.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna take. I can't believe you. You know, this guy came to me, but yeah, I'll take Bojangles with me.
Ah.
Okay. All right, you got another pick.
I'm gonna take Bojangles with me. Take Bendy's. I'm gonna take Wendy's with me.
Wendy's.
I'm take Wendy's with me.
Okay.
I know I'm missing one, but I'm gonna take Wendy's with me.
I'm going White Castles.
Ew.
Wow. Not the ew.
Yikes.
Alright. I got two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. I'm going KFC.
Mm.
And bro, nah, the KFC that had the fucking potato wedges too.
Yeah.
The potato wedges with the fucking bucket of chicken.
Something serious.
Nah, cause yeah, Taco Bell, I gotta take that before one of y'all do.
Okay.
Yeah, take a Taco Bell. The number four pick. Mm-hmm. Who you got, Kem? So just to give a little recap, Dom got Cookout, Bojangles, and Wendy's. You got Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, and White Castle. I have In-N-Out, McDonald's, KFC, and Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. Next, I'm going Denny's.
I was thinking...
And then I'm going Wofford. I got two in a row, right?
No, I do. No. You only have one.
Because you were the middle pick, so you never.
Oh, yeah, I don't get
two. I can't believe this is my last two picks. So I got. I can't believe this guy slipped to me. I'm gonna take Sonic.
Okay.
Sonic, their slushies is fire.
Mm-hmm. You get two in a row. So who's your last pick?
Damn. And this is top fast foods, right?
Hey, Five Guys.
Stewart's? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Five Guys.
Okay.
You may have won. That's crazy.
Sonic, Five Guys.
Is that five?
I'll let you guys
know. All right. My last one is going to be Waffle House.
I'll give it to you. I guess that's fast food.
All those is Denny's, Waffle House, Popeye's. But whatever. We're going to get voted on. Please get ready. I don't want none of this shit I'm ordering, though. Right.
Are you vegan?
Whoever, no, but I don't eat it.
My son chose
Taco Bell.
No, you still have.
Yeah.
You still have. Are you done? No, you have one more pick. Right?
I have one more. Yeah, I'm trying to decide between like Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I was gonna leave
Jack
that.
In the Box.
I like Sonic.
Yeah. I mean, I might fuck around. Yeah, I don't support the deer ankles. Fuck Burger King. get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I ain't saying none of that bullshit.
Fuck Burger King. I just took McDonald's because everyone still ends up in one way or another getting fucking McDonald's.
That's a good pick.
Like, I don't care what anyone says to me. Yes. Yeah, you can think they're disgusting, whatever. You still go and get fucking McDonald's from time to time. Unless you're, like, vegan or whatever.
Sure.
But they got vegan options, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm endorsing them now because I gotta win this.
I'm endorsing
Team McDonald's, baby. Yeah,
they have no vegan anything there, bro.
I'm going with Stewart's. No, I'm just playing.
That's the second time you brought up Stewart's. Might as well bring up Cumberland Farms, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Cummies be throwing it though.
I'm just trying to make sure. Hey yo, I'm trying to make sure. That was a pause. Cummies be what? I'm trying to make sure I don't miss anything because I'm going to be tight before I just go ahead and pick fucking Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen fire.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good pick.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with Dairy Queen. Damn, I should have. Imagine if I said
onto
fucking
Annie's.
Cheesecake Factory.
Honorable mention, bro. I think this is Chipotle.
See, I was thinking about
because you put Waffle House
Fridays, but Waffle House is a small pull up in comparison to those.
Is it?
Yes,
I think Chipotle is a lot faster than Waffle House.
Denny's they're small too. Yeah, they're both like really.
Dunkin' Donuts is honorable mention.
Bro,
when you pick
Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, and White Castle, I was a little scared, but then you picked Denny's and
you lost me with Denny's. You could have picked. Yeah, you could have picked Chipotle or Moe's.
Quiznos. No, dude.
Subway.
No, I want Americans to hit this shit, bro. Like, everybody
Chipotle,
that's
Chipotle, everybody
over.
Go to
we
Chipotle.
Got Belgium.
But you if said, got, bro, if well, I Belgium get Chipotle, probably, bro, I
nah,
would have won.
Nah, if our Belgium viewers are fucking voting, I win because everybody has a McDonald's all over the fucking world. Let's go.
Yeah.
My top
three is crazy.
I think White Castle's terrible.
But it's a lot. That shit is heavy fast food.
Also, I think Applebee's is better than Denny's.
Of course it's better.
It's the same shit. It's just one makes breakfast, one makes dinner. And lunch. And brunch.
Yeah.
And brunch.
I don't know. I just always see cars outside of fucking Denny's, man.
What?
I don't know, man.
That's
the reason why I picked it. Waffle House, too. Waffle House open 24 hours. It's always
I'll give you
there.
That. I'll give
There's
you
always
that.
Waffle.
There's always people
I'll
there.
Give you that. Denny's, I don't know. I'll give you that. Because Denny's is also, like, let alone not a fast food place, just fucking terrible.
Yeah, like, but it's always
it's terrible.
Okay.
Like, if you ain't having the Graham Slamwich, you get
bro, I haven't been there in mad long.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts. I put Subway in there.
Subway. I was debating on Subway.
I mean,
wait, nah.
Bro, Domino's is better too.
That's what I was
going to
pick next. That's what I was going to pick next, but I was already out.
Can I replace Taco Bell with Subway?
No,
Subway,
it's already in
Domino's.
There, bro.
I was thinking about at one point I was thinking about Pizza Hut or Domino's, but like
Pizza Hut's terrible. Domino's are that lava cake is special. I left things out there for y'all.
He
y'all
said
just,
that lava cake is special.
Lava cake is special.
He said that lava cake is special.
No, it's special, bro. No cap.
I left it out there for y'all, and y'all just
we'll see.
Bellini's, bro. Bellini's is fire too.
Yeah, did I put you on that?
No, you didn't put
Jimmy
me on
John's.
That.
Someone put me on to that.
Could have got a sub.
Yeah. Hey, you could have done Cardona's, bro.
Denny's. Cardona. Yo, the moment Kev said Denny's. Mazadar. Yo, I can't wait for you guys to fucking watch this back. See. My exact reaction when you said Denny's was OD. I was not going to believe
that. Denny's,
my
bro. You do La Familia, bro.
Yeah,
anything
that was a. I guess that was a flip. I don't know.
But
man.
The Waffle House is good, though.
I guess I
Waffles
flipped out.
Waffle House is the
best
thing. The Waffle's the best. Chick-fil-A and Waffle House is the best thing you got on there.
Sure.
What? Popeyes?
Oh, my, and Popeyes. My fault. Hey, but White Castle and Denny's. White Castle and Denny's.
Listen, I was just in Vegas.
Like, I'm actually in
Vegas. I wear the fucking tag. It was a line around a corner for White Castle.
Yes. White Castle?
I promise you.
White
there
Castle,
was a line around
go.
A corner for White
depends
Castle.
Depends where you go. Because in New York City, I've had it twice. And one time I went to one location and it was trash. But another location I went to, it was actually pretty fucking fire.
Blaze Pizza? You could have done Blaze Pizza?
Nah, man, that's just here.
No, Blaze Pizza all over the world.
Nah, man, I'm going for global, man.
Hardee's? Yeah.
So yeah, if you support
we'll
the Denny's
see.
Movement, I was actually really jealous by your Popeyes pick.
Yeah.
I was upset because I was hoping it fell to me at third.
Mm-hmm.
But if you support the Denny's movement, you go with Kevin.
Holla at me.
You have a fire list. I can't really roast you about your list. I've never had Cookout. I've never even heard of
Cookout's
it. So I gotta
amazing.
Do a little.
I'm tight. He doesn't know about it.
But... Yeah, man. But yeah, that's your problem right there. I know more people know more about Denny's than Cookout.
Nah,
Denny's.
Nah. People know more about Cookout than White Castle. Promise
what?
You.
Wow, you're bugging.
White Castle's
bro. Oh, there's White Castle burgers in the fucking freezer sections of every fucking
yes,
store in America.
What are you talking about?
You y'all
but
just
Five Guys beats like anything y'all really got though.
On the actual
Five Guys beats In-N-Out.
It competes.
Five Guys beats KFC
on the actual eat. We talking?
Because I love Five Guys, but
so
you're
bro, my number four pick. Like, let's just compare picks. You have fucking Denny's as your fourth.
I would rather,
Taco Bell.
I have
Sonic as my fourth.
I would rather have Dairy Queen than Sonic. That's just
so. If it's the battle of the fours,
I don't know if I'm Jack.
If it's the battle of the fours,
50 times better.
That's
than
the only
Queen.
One you got.
I
don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you get food from Dairy Queen, you might
Dairy
be. That's
Queen
bro.
Like,
you're broke.
What? It's the same price.
I'd rather go to Dunkin' Donuts. I'd rather go to Cumbie's. I'd rather go to Cumbie's and eat
Dairy
Cumbie's
Queen?
Than Dairy Queen,
yeah,
bro.
You're fucking wild.
Those
man.
Fries, like, I'm surprised no one did Burger King. Those Burger King fries are fire,
bro.
Bro,
because no one likes fucking deer ankles.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Sonic, you get a hush puppy, you get a corn dog.
Bro, yeah, you lost me, bro.
You get a glizzy, extra ketchup on top.
Okay, now you got me back.
They have different size glizzies for you, like, you know? They don't discriminate, bro.
Like I said, I fell in love with Dairy Queen chicken. I'm sorry.
Because
he's just a chicken and like tender.
I'm a big chicken
yeah,
enthusiast.
Like
that's why
child.
I was so
you
mad.
Like a child.
At
you
eat tenders and fries. That's
chicken is not for children.
Chicken tenders
bro.
From Dairy Queen.
No.
That sounds like something I do after like LaSalle. And like, hey mom, can we go to Dairy Queen and get some chicken tenders and a fudge sundae? Extra fudge.
That's crazy.
With two cherries. That's the type of shit. All
right, bro, you're fired.
My fault, man.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. Nah,
dang,
but
dude, I don't know Cookout. Wow, that's crazy.
I've just never heard of it. You said it's where in Atlanta?
It's barbecue.
Bro, I've never been to Atlanta.
It's like
it's barbecue.
Atlanta, it's in Carolinas, it's in other places, bro. Great
is it in
places.
Like Florida, Cali?
No. No, it's not. But it's Bojangles.
But
Bojangles is serious, bro.
If y'all ever had
because
you know how you say Pizza Hut is dirt?
Terrible.
It is dirt here, but in LA, like it's actually like actually made like
really,
really? Good. Yeah.
It's like Domino's. Domino's is so fire like, in the city.
Yeah.
They have, like mango habanero
like,
wings.
It's yeah. Right. Like in LA, the food is like just everything is just like a step higher. Like fucking Domino's is fire in LA. McDonald's is fucking. Like those were some
yeah.
of the freshest chicken nuggets I've ever fucking had.
I should have put Chipotle in there because I thought.
Oh
really.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a huge Chipotle guy.
Yeah, I love Chipotle.
You like Chipotle over Moe's?
1,000%.
Yeah, wow.
I do too.
Yeah.
I love Moe's
for their quality, but I do like Moe's for their variety.
Yeah.
Like I love both, but like if I was to like sit here and choose one, I probably would go to Chipotle.
Yeah.
But I love Moe's like quesadilla with fucking queso on.
Moe's gave me
fucking chicken.
Moe's
oh
gave me
God.
Food poisoning. Also, I've seen a rat come out of Moe's too, so I'm good.
Oh, never mind.
But you can see a rat come out of a lot of places. Yeah.
But I haven't, really... though. But I haven't, though. But I haven't, though.
There's rats in all of them.
But I haven't seen it.
But I know, but even though you haven't seen it, it should be like common knowledge that there be rats.
We live in America.
I'm good, man. There's no rats everywhere. No rats in my crib.
Go to the city. A fucking rat will walk up to you and be like, "Hey, my name is Bob. How are you, bro? These are my fucking streets. Like, that's how big the rats are.
I'm living in New York.
But that's why I try to eat at bougie spots in the city. So at least the rats are bougie. Like Ratatouille.
You don't see them, but you know, that's just the...
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Moe's is not for me, though. Moe's Chipotle.
You said you seen the Joker run out, huh?
Huh?
A rat
yeah,
run
seen
out.
That. I said, nah. Fuck all Moe's.
Yeah.
Most.
It's
yeah.
fair. It's very fair.
Appreciate it. Thank you. So yeah, go vote for the boy.
That's the same reason why I don't really fuck with Burger King, because I got food poisoning from Burger King.
I've never had a burger from Burger King.
Really?
Never had a burger.
Like burgers are okay at Burger King, but what I fucked up is I tried one of their fucking them. You know how they be just trying shit? I thought I could be funny and get a taco from Burger King, and I got food poisoning. Yeah, it was bad.
How high were you?
Yeah, I was pretty fucking high.
Taco.
Well, bro, because like y'all know me though. Like I love doing stupid shit just to fucking laugh about it after doing it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, tacos.
Wow.
Yeah, nah. Burger King was not.
Yeah, that's what they say. It's like
I
kind
of want tacos.
Buying
tacos.
Buying
Domino's.
Domino's sounds fine.
KFC selling tacos.
Really?
Yeah, well, wraps, they not calling them tacos.
Oh, I was about to say, that's crazy. They're just like
everywhere.
McDonald's is a good pick, bro. McDonald's is a great pick.
It's just universal. Like, bro, like, no one can just deny that shit. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's disgusting. We all are ashamed of ourselves when we eat it.
I feel so bad.
But we all
fucking nugget.
But we eat it, bro. And we crave it for like a quick 5 minutes, bro. We actually sit there and crave it.
It's the easiest, like...
And it's
cheap. I want it now and I just regret having it.
It's cheap. They got McDonald's all over the fucking world. Like, I wanted it my number one pick, but, like, when y'all were coming out with the big guns and making me go last, you know, Cookout, Chick-fil-A, I was like, fuck, I'll go In-N-Out. Especially when you rob Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, that would be in my top five all time.
Because that's actually all I actually would eat out of any of this shit.
Chick-fil-A and
chicken.
Popeyes?
Yeah, because it's chicken. I don't eat chicken.
Bro, I'm such a big fucking...
If it's not fish or, like, actual real lamb or...
Yeah, you know I love chicken, bro. That's why, like, I'm up with fucking KFC, Dairy Queen. I don't give a fuck you.
I low-key...
You know, it costs the same amount to eat that shit that it does to eat, like, something good.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, on some real shit. Like, the same amount of money, like, you know what I mean? You might pay for some bullshit.
That's what I was saying, bro. You calling Dairy Queen broke. Like, it's the same
price as everything. Yeah, all that shit costs the same, bro.
I'm just saying, I'd rather go to Sonic than Dairy Queen for food, though.
I'm not really, like, a big, huge fan of Sonic, and I'm also not... I just like Dairy Queen because it was next to our job, and it was chicken.
No, I used to get...
It was cool chicken tenders when I needed them.
Right.
So, I'm just saying. But, like, I don't really fuck with Sonic like that. I've never, like, sat there and had a meal at Sonic and been like, yeah! Like, I just haven't yet. I'm sorry, I haven't. I've had that experience at McDonald's. Fuck yeah.
Everybody had that at least one time.
Like, where you were just like, yeah, me and my girl, bro, we be fucking smoking the McDonald's from time to time, having a great time, bro.
Brugger's is underrated, too. Brugger's is fire.
The bagel spot? Okay.
My sister's ex-boyfriend robbed that place.
Brugger's is fire. Fast food. Yeah.
My sister's ex-boyfriend held that place at gunpoint, the one by our job, and went to fucking prison for like 13 years.
Brugger's?
Yes.
The
bagel? I asked veggie cream cheese!
Word. Like,
hey, y'all give me honey nut! What are y'all supposed to do with this honey nut cream cheese?
Oh, probably something like that. Exactly. Nah, he just wanted money. and he decided to go to Brugger's.
That's so bad, bro.
That's a nice open air spot, too. Like, that's probably why I rob it. You go there, like... It's all open.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah, it's an easy rob if it's the same.
Starbucks, too, is good, too. So, yeah.
But Starbucks.
Wow, that's crazy. Oh, I should have said, that's an easy rob. It made sense.
Because who the fuck's gonna go to Brugger's?
Edit that shit. Cops gonna raid us.
Because bro, who the fuck's gonna go to Brugger's and fucking rob Brugger's? Bro?
He went there before. He was pissed off.
You know what I mean? Like if someone called, like if you're like if you're the police station and someone calls, like my Brugger's shop is getting held at gunpoint. Like the cops, like one, they don't know the specific path to get there, so they might get lost on the way. Because, like, when the fuck do you ever get called a Brugers for anything? Yes. Anything violence related?
That's why I couldn't be a cop. Because I'd have to take it so seriously, but I would just be laughing.
Right, because, like, who just goes to Brugers to start shit?
I'm like, put your gun down. I'll get you extra butter. Put your gun down.
Like, it's a bagel shop. It's just not, like, who goes to Brugger's with their bullshit? Right. Ever.
Right.
They were so shocked when they got robbed. They were like, yeah, this is definitely not what we signed up for.
Yeah. That's bad.
Even the Brugger's in Schenectady are getting fucking wild out on. That's just nuts. Free Brugger's, man.
Free Brugger's.
I'm high as hell. But I got a question for you, bro. All
right, it's always me.
You know what question I'm gonna ask. Mm-hmm. So, right, you get brought to an arena.
An arena.
Yeah. Okay. You gotta fight.
Oh, the fight. Okay. Fight.
And you get two options, like some screen or whatever drops, and you have two options. You gotta choose one.
Okay.
Like, there's no other choice.
Okay.
So you gotta fight two Hillary Clinton-sized chickens.
Okay.
Or 30 chicken-sized Hillary Clintons, and you gotta choose to fight one.
So two Hillary-sized chickens.
Yes.
Or 30
chicken-sized Hillary Clintons. So that's 30, you know, like Hillary Clinton, like, you know, little shit.
Fight them?
Like, you have to defeat them.
That's fucking tough, bro.
Because 30 is a lot. Like, I get, because, like, when people answer this question, they would either choose the two chickens because they feel like they're manly enough to do so. Or they'll choose the fucking the 30 because, you know,
I think I'm going to do the two-size Hillary chickens. Hillary Clinton.
Fuck with that. Because you said the same thing, right? Mm. Because we all are in agreement.
Because I don't want 30 of them flying over me and then...
Fly, yeah.
Because you have to think, they're going to fly.
Well, my thing is, like, I don't trust my body because, like, what you're going to have to do is kick a lot of them. I feel like after, like, the fourth kick, I might, like, pull something in my leg type shit. And then I'm starting to sweat. I'm getting nervous now because now I got 30 of these shits to deal with.
It is live stream. They're all laughing at you.
And they're human, so they know that they just hurt my leg. So they about to start. Like, they about to pick each other up and just throw each other at my leg. I'm like,
I'm with that.
And then all of a sudden, they trip my fucking leg, grab my ass, do something crazy.
Why are they grabbing your butt, bro?
It's Hillary Clinton. I don't know. Right. She's a dirty player, bro. Dirty Hillary Clinton's done some shit.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it past her. But I said the two chickens because that's manhood right there. I gotta, like...
Yeah, I feel like I can just get in the back of the chicken and just do a little, you know? A little, you know what I'm saying? A little choke, you know? Mm. Feel me what I'm saying? A little choke, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, for me, I just feel like I could just, like, grab them, just smack their heads together and just start stone cold Steve Austin and just wow.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's wild. Dude's gonna fucking eat the live chicken right there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you guys have anything else?
No, man, that was crazy. We all in agreeance. Two. I'd rather go back to back with two than kick around 30.
I mean, normally it's a huge argument. Uh-huh. Like, we normally always have, like, some huge argument with our guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm with you. We're
good.
There
we're
all
lying. Because, bro, people really feel like they can sit there and punt 30 chickens successfully.
I can't. Yeah. Maybe Pat McAfee. Shout out to Pat McAfee.
Shout out
to Pat McAfee show.
It got a boot. You know,
Hell yeah. So listen, man, it was a pleasure having you
on. Guys.
Like,
we're gonna do this again.
It was good.
How about this?
There we go.
My next single.
Yep.
We'll just.
Is it May?
No, April.
We'll do like beginning of May.
April. Yeah, we'll do beginning of May.
We'll do like beginning of May.
We'll get it done.
End of April, beginning of May. Hell yeah.
We'll get it done.
Hell yeah, because listen, I had a good time. It was good hearing your point of view on music. Man, it's very different from a lot of people. You have a very defined reason why you're doing it, and you're fucking working your ass off.
I'm trying, dude.
Keep doing that shit, bro. And that song that you released is fire. I've heard it about
50 million times.
About 50 million times on TikTok. Because what I do is when I post TikToks for the podcast, I'll scroll through and like people's shit that are on my feed to give them their support, and I would just see that song. Like, sometimes, you know how it puts your friend like five videos in a row,
right?
She's like, Zombo introduced it. Like, and it's just like over and over and over. I would just like, eventually I was just like vibe to it whenever it came on.
So I'm gonna send it to Cam,
yeah,
and then I'm gonna send you guys one song, unreleased song, and then go from there, brother.
Hell yeah. Right. But this was the Build Different Podcast. Another episode is in the books. You know, Kem and I will be here with, we have a couple of guests in mind. One might be a surprise, but yeah, we're gonna be here. We're gonna keep going. You know, high off life. I'm just high off life. I'm fucking rambling at this point. I'm glad we're cutting it off right now.
Let's do it.
But make sure you guys like, subscribe, share.
Like, cuatro. Yeah.
Shout out to Belgium. You guys are still supporting
us. Shout out Belgium.
Like, we took a month hiatus and they're still giving us a lot of views. It is what it is. Like,
high off life.
I fuck with Belgium, man. But this was high off life. Sell your souls to us. Do what you gotta do. We have a big year in store. We are locked in, ready to go. Thank you for watching.
Love. Peace and love.